Welcome to Voices of Gahnawake, featuring grade 11 students from Gahnawake Survival School. I'm Birdie Stacy.
And I'm Maria James Cross. Our class has been working with Concordia University's Department of Journalism to produce a podcast. We worked with the journalism students over 4 weeks to create stories about our community. We came up with the ideas, and they helped us bring them to life.
This episode's theme is Keeping Up with KSS. We'll tell you about how students prepare their traditional outfits for graduation.
Me and my mom usually go together, and we just pick the fabrics that feel like most like us.
And we'll introduce you to the teacher who wants to make sure every student feels respected.
So when you say respect your elders, also respect your youngers too. Respect your peers, respect everybody.
But first, we'll tell you about our school and the day that defined its history, the 1978 walkout. Parents and students were angry over a Quebec language law that would limit access to school in English. Gatnio Hundesa Tuax, Yagora Kotsarniu Hemlock, and Yugotahuni Haje Stacy spoke with community members about that day and the school. Robin Delarone is remembering the 1978 walkout from Howard S. Billings High School in Chateauguay.
To me, it was my first time being a 14-year-old person ever involved in something at this high level of political issue happening where I ever saw the community come together.
The community was angry about Bill 101, the language law passed by the Quebec government. It requires an eligibility certificate to attend school in English. Gahnawake students at Billings High School in Chateauguay were denied entry, so people walked from Chateauguay back to Gahnawake.
So I remember just thinking, oh, no. Okay, so we're not going back to Billings. And I remember we all got off the bus, and I remember just that, I guess it's excitement, nervousness, everything of your standing outside of Howard S. Billings and standing there. And I remember people just getting all ready in line and all of a sudden just walking.
But they didn't just walk, they created their own school, where the next seven generations could focus more on culture, traditions, and language. Gahnawake Survival School, also known as KSS, was born. Sarah Phillips is a teacher and graduate of KSS. She says the eligibility requirement was the last straw for our people.
So the reason why people decided to walk out of Billings was because we were feeling that we were being treated as immigrants in our own land, having to obtain eligibility certificates in order to decide how we want to learn and in what language we want to learn was insulting to us.
Slay Two Rivers is a student in grade 11 at KSS.
Sort of sad, it's my last year. I wish I could stay a bit longer. I made a lot of friends, a lot of great memories. It's going to be a place I never forget.
KSS won't be forgotten because of the connections built and the community fostered over the years.
I feel like KSS made me a better person. I feel like I have a good attitude towards life, and I have the attitude of gratitude.
The community is proud of what KSS has become today. It is approaching its 50th anniversary in 2028. In Gahnawake, I'm Birdie Stacy.
Our next segment is about J.D. Sailor. He's been a teacher at KSS for almost a decade, but he didn't always want to be a teacher. With more on J.D. and how he wants all students to feel seen and respected, here's Neo Honda Adaibo and Gwajo Hoju Horn.
So, for everybody yesterday that was here, we did two things.
J.D. Sailor is now in his ninth year of teaching at Gahnawake Survival School, known as KSS.
For the longest time, I remember I wanted to be a doctor, actually. And then when I got into CJIP, that kind of completely changed. It was when I was in CJIP, people started telling me I was going to be a teacher, but I still didn't want to believe it.
JD teaches language arts to grade 7s and 8s and says he wouldn't want any other career. Teaching at KSS comes with challenges. However, JD's caring character has made him a student favorite.
I've really, really always just thought that people just deserve to be treated with respect and equal and or with dignity. Like that's just a real human right.
Wolf Beauchamp is a grade 11 student at KSS who had JD as a language arts teacher in the 8th grade. They bonded over music.
You know, the guy was he's very kind, you know, very compassionate individual. Me and him both listened to metal music, so that was a pretty cool thing. I got to find out about him, and we both love Iron Maiden, and I'm going to see them later on, and I think he is too. So yeah, he was a good teacher, and I wish I would have him again.
JD says that he will find a way for each student to understand the material. Wolf feels his teaching style makes the students feel welcomed and seen.
Because he's more like sitting down with you instead of just like explaining to the whole class and you're just trying to figure it out on yourself. He actually sits down and tries to talk to you and how to get it on and do it properly and stuff.
JD's teaching style emphasizes respect and equality. He rejects the traditional hierarchy of a classroom, where the teacher is seen as the superior authority to their students.
I don't think being older demands respect. I think being alive demands respect. So when you say respect your elders, also respect your youngers too, respect your peers, respect everybody.
While JD strives for success in his classroom, it isn't always easy. After the loss of his brother over the summer, JD considered taking some time away from teaching. However, he thinks that it's beneficial for him to stay.
I really like just being in a classroom and having a conversation with students. It's really fun to me. And I love seeing what they already know and like those moments when things just click. It's like, oh my God, it's like, yes, we got it. We got there together.
In Gunawange, I'm Nihonda Odaibo.
And I'm Gojo Johan.
And our final segment looks at graduation. Even though it's several months away, grade 11 students from Gunawange Survival School are already getting ready. Some have been working on creating their own traditional outfits to wear for the ceremony. Here with the story are Aiden Jacobs and Rhea James Cross.
Yowazarita Rice is making her own traditional regalia with help from Harista, her mother, for the ceremony. Traditional Ganegehaga outfits were made out of animal hides and consisted of breechcloths and leggings for men, and tunic-like shirts, skirts, and shawls for women. Both would wear moccasins on their feet that are often decorated with porcupine quills and shells. Today, the old style of dress is kept, but made with new materials such as cloth and decorated with glass beads. Demozarita says she started beading and sewing quilt squares with Rista at 4 years old.
I had an interest to learn how to sew. I really enjoyed it, and okay. It helped me like spend time with my mom.
The process is long but rewarding. A lot of thought goes into every detail.
Me and my mom usually go together, and we just pick the fabrics that feel like most like us.
Demozarita believes the outfit represents a milestone for the hard work she put in to graduate.
Another soon-to-be graduate, Tanawayanta Jacobs, won't be visiting the local fabric store to prepare for graduation. Instead, he will be going out onto the land to make his own gastoa. A gastoa is a traditional headpiece worn by the males during ceremonies and significant events. It consists of a leather band that goes around the head and is covered with turkey feathers. It is often decorated with seed beads or wampum. There are also eagle feathers on the gastoa that represent what nation of the Iroquois Confederacy a male is from.
For me, like, it's getting the feathers for me because I hunt, so I'm going to go hunt for all my feathers, like turkey, all the birds. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get some from not hunting, but, you know, I'm trying to get most of them from hunting.
Making a gastoa is something that is important and meaningful to Tanawayanta. He is going to complete the process with guidance from knowledgeable community members.
I'm actually excited for it. Like, it's really piquing my interest doing this. Mm-hmm. Because it's something new to me. It's something I get to learn and figure out with my hands.
We really look forward to seeing all the finished products of the graduation outfits in June. In Gunawange, I'm Rhea James Cross.
And I'm Aiden Jacob.
You've been listening to the Voices of Gunawange featuring grade 11 students from Gunawange Survival School, working with students from Concordia University's Department of Journalism. I'm Rhea James Cross.
And I'm Birdie Stacy. Thanks for listening.